What is up, beautiful souls? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. If you don't know who I am, my name is Erica Russo. I'm a psychic medium, intuitive life and business mentor, author, all of the things, content creator, blah, 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 all that shit. And this podcast has really just kind of, it's a place for me to share my insight. It's a share for me. Wow, I'm already rambling. It is a place for me where I share things. I allow things to just kind of flow through me, but I also share tips and tricks for your personal and spiritual growth. And I hope that I share virtual ass kickings to help you remember who the fuck you are, to remember your power, and to help you trust your intuition. I hope I do that for you because I love you. And I hope that you're getting what you need out of this podcast or any of my content for that matter. So today I wasn't planning on recording, but I feel like I need to talk about this, not only just for whoever is listening, but I think this is coming through for me. Okay. And what's coming through right now is the only limitations that you are going to encounter in your life are there because you put them there. They're there to either, one, help you learn a lesson, help you work through karma, or they're there simply because of fear. Okay? Fear of the unknown, fear that you're not good enough, fear that you're going to fuck up, all of that stuff. Every limitation, everything that you can possibly think of right now that you are creating a story around, it's not real. It doesn't exist. It's a story. It's a block. It doesn't fucking exist. Okay? We all have fear and we all create stories. And we all think that we have these limitations to things that we encounter, right? I can only make this much money. I can only save this much money a month. I can only lose this much weight. I can only, get this amount of followers. I can only do this. I can only do that, right? These are the stories that we continue to tell ourselves, okay? Now, obviously, in some cases, limitations are there maybe because, I don't know, gluten-free, allergies, all of that stuff. I know that I can't fucking take amoxicillin, goddammit, because I break out in hives and I can't breathe. We'll have those kind of limitations, but what I'm talking more so about is the limitations of our beliefs, okay? And a perfect example for this is I am currently on a massive wellness journey. Since September of 2022, I have really just stopped with the fucking excuses that I continue to tell myself and believing the stories that I continued to give myself as regards to my weight. Okay. I am a 36-year-old woman who has two children, and I would tell myself so many countless stories as to why I'm never going to be in the body that I know I'm meant to be in, or see the number on the scale that I know I'm supposed to be in this life, okay? And I bashed through those. So, okay. September comes, and then in December, I lost exactly 23 pounds. Since September. So it came off rather quickly, and I was very proud of myself and everything was working. And then, oh, there we fucking go. The plateau's hopping, right? And I've been on a plateau since Christmas. And of course, I gave myself the excuses that it was the holidays and that it was the winter and everything like that. And I've really been struggling with this plateau for, God, over 3 months now. And the breakthrough that I'm working on right now is realizing, okay, it's realizing a couple of things. Sometimes when you're at a plateau in your life, this is the best time to take a break, right? When you're not climbing up the mountain, you're at this space of non-movement. This is where you're able to go within and realize the limitations and the stories that you are continuing to tell yourself that is keeping you at the plateau, okay? And at this plateau, I realized that in order for me to be that version of myself that I know I'm meant to fucking be in this life, that version of me is a certain weight, okay? And maybe everything is divine timing to the point where this journey, this weight loss journey that I'm on right now, is teaching me the power of perseverance and the power of patience and surrender. And how many times you have to pivot and change things up, regardless of like if it's business or if it's weight loss or if it's just everyday life. Sometimes you have to switch things up. And the beauty of that is that you can. You don't have to stay in the same place if you don't want to. You are not a tree. And the biggest thing too, when it comes to this plateau, is, again, I then realized that while I'm in this plateau, these beliefs started creeping in again. I started creating and forming new beliefs, thinking, oh, I can only lose 20 pounds. I can't go behind that. Like, I can't go farther than 23 pounds. Like, my body won't let me. Maybe it's too stubborn. Maybe it's too this. Oh, maybe I'm hormonal. Maybe I'm this. Maybe I'm meant to be this weight forever. That's just the thing, is the experiences that we collect through our life, we then begin to form beliefs, right? If we had a traumatic childhood and maybe an absent parent, maybe we believed that we weren't lovable enough. Maybe we found hyper-independence to be our greatest ally. We're always going to have events happen, and then we're going to create and form beliefs to make sure that that is true, okay? The only limitations you have are the ones that you put there with everything in life. So what do I have to do now, right? I have to go back to basics. I have to go through the beliefs that I have been telling myself regarding my weight loss journey, regardless of my plateau, and I have to rephrase them. And then I have to continue believing and continue repeating these beliefs until they stick. And I can probably tell you that the plateau will no longer be a plateau. Because once we believe something, our subconscious mind is going to make it so it comes true. So it is our reality. So if my subconscious mind is telling me, now you're not going to lose the next 10 pounds. You're not going to do it. Like, you're going to stay this weight and that's it and be happy with that and blah, blah, blah and all of that stuff. Guess what? My subconscious is going to make me do the actions that's going to keep me that way. So you have to continuously check in with what you are telling yourself, okay? You have to sit there and really look and take some time and be like, okay, well, what is it that I'm saying about this? Why am I hitting this stagnation? Why is it like this? It's most likely because there is a belief that is then creating habits and actions that are making sure that belief is true. And I noticed that with myself. I noticed that within the last 3 months, I stopped drinking as much water. I stopped on the cardio, you know what I mean? Like, I was doing 40 minutes of cardio and then all of a sudden I was only doing 20. Or I wasn't going all in on my workouts, or, you know, instead of making good choices and drinking a green juice, I would choose something else. And this is all because I had a belief get stuck to the point where you're not going to lose the next 10 pounds. You're not going to be able to get that tattoo that you put on your goal list for, you know, the 30-pound weight loss. And that's really it. There's no magic wand. There's no spell. There's no nothing other than that. It's you going and making sure that you are listening and believing in beliefs that are going to help you progress in life, that are going to help you be happy, that are going to help you become that version of yourself that you know that you are meant to be. Okay? It's nothing other than that. Remember, the only limitations in your life are the ones that you place there, whether it's through belief, well, it's always through beliefs, but you have to just go back to basics, okay? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. We all find ourselves in a place of a plateau. Every single one of us does, whether it's in business, whether it's in weight loss, whether it's just in life in general, and we just feel stagnant. This is a perfect time for us to reevaluate. This is a great time for us to go within and to check on the beliefs that we are telling ourselves. We have to learn that the plateau is a gift and not a curse. Okay? So, with that being said, I just made it to the gym. I'm going to go work out and I'm going to feel good about it. And I'm going to continue on this journey, even when it feels like I'm going nowhere. And I hope you do too. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you around the internet.